Galbraith this morning, talking about this push-pull of emotion in a relationship. What does a push-pull relationship look like, Dr. Galthorpe? I've never heard of the term before.
Well, it can be labeled differently, but push-pull relationships, they look like, I love you. Whoa, you're just my friend. You're my best friend. I don't return your call for weeks. I don't know what I'd do with you out on my team. I don't even acknowledge your presence. So these are push-pull relationships. It's a psychological dance that affects not just romantic relationships, but friendships, family relationships, and even professional connections. So it's like riding these waves of intense connection followed by abrupt distancing.
So Julie, I'm just wondering, I guess some people experience this kind of relationship on some level, but probably some more intensely than others. What do you think causes this?
Well, Miriam, at its core, the push-pull effect is a behavioral pattern where individuals, they vacillate between drawing others close, so that's the pull, and then pushing them away. Obviously, that's the push. So it's essentially mixed signals. That's what we would have referred to that in the past. Oh, someone really sends mixed signals, where there is a sudden emotional distancing or even complete withdrawal. And that often leaves the other person feeling confused and uncertain. So I hear about this often, not just in romantic relationships, but in friendships. So you could be hanging out a lot with someone, you feel very close to them, and then you reach out and they don't respond to you. And it's disruptive, it's hurtful. So the behavior from the person doing it often stems from deep-seated fears, fear of intimacy and fear of abandonment. The person has a desire for closeness, but at the same time, they fear those vulnerabilities that come with it. The fear can be rooted in past experiences, attachment styles, even what we expect in society from people. So it's painful for both the person showing these behaviors and for the person on the receiving end. It feels disrespectful, self-centered, looks like low empathy. Remember, two things can be true. It's all of those things if you're on the receiving end, but it also can come from a point of pain.
So give us an example how this might play out like in real life.
All right, so we'll take a couple, we'll call them Sarah and Tom. So they've been dating for a few months. Mm-hmm. They enjoy each other's company, and then Tom starts feeling overwhelmed by the growing intimacy, that connection that Sarah's wanting. So he begins to pull back. He might cancel plans, communicate less. Sarah then feels hurt and uncertain. She starts to pull back as well. And just when she's ready to walk away, Tom returns, showing up with affection, restarting that cycle.
No. So I just think, okay, so on this case scenario, I'm definitely on Team Sarah, right? Because no one has to put up with this kind of behavior. But I mean, I also feel really bad for Tom, but maybe he should work on his own stuff out before he puts it out for someone else. So how can someone recognize, Julie, if they're in a push-pull relationship?
Well, first, you're going to feel it. So one way I've heard it described, it's a feeling of emotional whiplash. That's what one person said to me. They feel very close, intensely close to the person one moment, and then they experience distance the next. So if you're on the receiving end, you're going to find yourself questioning the relationship. You might even question your own worth. Like, what am I doing that this person like pulls away? Am I not important to them? Do they not care about me? Awareness of these patterns is the first step towards understanding and then addressing them.